What is this? Did you pay attention? The president's tweet a few days ago in support of Chinese telecom firm ZTE that it needed to get back into business fast because its failure costs too many jobs in China? I mean, there's just something going on there, right? Not that we can figure out what, unless it's some way to try to placate the Chinese and get them to help more in North Korea. Anyway, Heather Long, economic correspondent, Washington Post, goes over all the theories and scenarios. And mind-boggling, Heather, give us some of the unusual or paradoxical points here.
Yeah, you're right. It's just weird what happened there. You have a president who obviously campaigned on saving millions of U.S. jobs. I think he promised 25 million when he first took office. And now he suddenly turns around and cares about a few thousand Chinese jobs at a tech company called ZTE. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Even more importantly, he makes this big role reversal against a backdrop where he's trying to get the Chinese to make major concessions on trade. And so why would you give the Chinese suddenly their top ask in the middle of these intense trade negotiations?
And then on top of it, we got the feds, we got intelligence, FBI, others saying, hey, you know, these guys are up to no good in the United States.
That's right. And that's even more alarming when his own military leaders just a few months ago banned the use of these phones by military personnel and warned business leaders not to have their companies.
Is it possible that there's some calculation that U.S. firms that interact with this company, that jobs would be jeopardized over here because of those jobs fading over there?
Yeah, you're right. The optimistic view and how President Trump has tried to defend this is just what you said. He said, well, this tech company ZTE in China, they buy a lot of their microchips from the United States, you know, so that helps jobs and helps business back in the U.S. You know, obviously, he also says this is just one part of a greater deal he's negotiating. Don't read too much into this. But again, a lot of strange things happening here. And another funny thing, of course, is this backdrop of the Chinese government getting involved in Indonesia and in a similar development there that the Trump Organization is also involved in. Funny timing for all of this.
What is the most creative theory you've heard?
Well, I mean, the most cynical theory is that one, that it's some sort of quid pro quo. But we don't have any evidence of that. I think that's a bit of a stretch. But, you know, in my mind, this looks a lot like typical Trump. He thinks he has a good relationship with President Xi of China. President Xi calls up, you know, wants that this is one of his top asks. And suddenly, you know, the president wants to make it happen, wants to make that deal. But it seems pretty short-sighted, given that he seemed to be making so much progress, or at least had the Chinese on alert on those much, much bigger issues.
You know, even on the economic beat, I mean, we'd think it would be a little less intrigue and mystifying, but it's just like you're covering politics there, Heather. No end to the intrigue. All right.
Yeah. Whispers and tweets.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Heather Long, Washington Post, with us live.